almost reached Gary Cornyn. I'm not available to take your call right now, but if you please leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
We just called to say hi, to see how you were doing. Brooke wanted to give you a call. We're going to say goodnight, night. Because Brookie and I are going down for a nap. But we'll talk to you very soon, okay? So can you say bye-bye, Uncle Gary?
Bye-bye.
Hope you're having a great Friday. Bye-bye.
Can we call
Gary? We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah. No, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
I like the script.
What?
Capital of the world's largest country, occupying more than one-seventh of the Earth's land surface. home of nearly 300 million people, of many nationalities, languages, customs, and traditions, all united in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics by a revolution that shook the world.
From afar, spewn forth upon you a pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike. Am I the you before, the you you were when your world was new? Or am I the you that you will be tomorrow? Through me you see your future or your past, I know not which. For I come from that spark of light so far in space, your mind the distance could not comprehend. It was once my home, and calls to me when I look up into the void. But it is not the verdant place your planet is that warms and cools you as the seasons go. Oh no. My mind recalls a seething cauldron flung among the stars and satellites and galaxies of boundless time. There, through evolution, I became the creature I am now. No heart or feelings show in me. Perhaps I'm better off than you, for I see things without emotion as they are. Some may envy me, but I pay a price to be from human feelings free. Perhaps in me, you see your destiny. From the land of endless night come I, an alien from afar, spewn forth upon your pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're online at www.citr.ca. You're listening now to I Like the Scribbles. So as evidenced in the past 10 minutes, we're no longer playing the soul and R&B. I've been spinning since 10:30 or so. I have actually no idea what I'm playing right now. Realistically, this is a sample off of an old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and somehow a song became out of the pillowy mounds of mashed potatoes. Something I found on You're the Man Now, Dog. Before that, we heard Leonard Nimoy with Alien. What else did we hear? We heard a little bit from a Russian instructional tape that I found lying around the studio here. Then I think my niece and my sister-in-law started things off there. But there's a lot going on. I'm just bombarding you. Of course, then we had the Yip Yip Aliens from Sesame Street. So Chris is off in Nanaimo. He's taking care of affairs there, so I'm with you until I basically fall apart. So you can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can issue complaints, questions, comments, requests. I may basically just juggle a lot of things there. So, yeah, at this point, normally what I do is I play a show Monday evenings from 7:30 to 9 p.m. It's called Radio Free GAK, named after myself. G-A-K are my initials. GAK is what I am. I usually play cinematic sounds. Amongst other things as well, too. So the music that you'll hear is a little bit of more extreme side of what I play. But coming up this Monday, since the composer, scorer of Dr. Zhivago and Lawrence of Arabia, amongst others, in a passage in India, Maurice Jarre passed away. So I'm going to have a little bit of tribute to that. Though at this point, I've probably taken over like 10% of CITR's programming. But I'll do my best. So, based on the potato theme, I do have another potato song here. So, Rita Pavone is some sort of Italian singer I don't know I know only a little bit about. And she has this weird animated song here. So, her name is Potato. This is CITR Vancouver.
Pillowy mounds of mashed potatoes. Pillowy mounds of mashed potatoes.
Who, me?
Si, 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 tu.
Well, what do you want to know?
Tu sei la patata.
No, I'm not a patata. I'm a potato.
Cini no mata.
Hey, that sounds good.
L'accento un po' straniero.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Dell'americano impero.
Sure, I'm an American potato.
Tu.
That's me.
Tu sei un animale, non mangi carne, né erba, né uova, ti nutri soltanto di terra sola. Tu, oh, tu, sei la patata, se ti parlo la tua voce mi rispondi stranamente con accento straniero. L'accento un po' straniero.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Dell'americano impero.
Because I'm from America, I'm a
potato. Tu, tu sei un animale, non mangi la carne, né erba né uova, ti nutri soltanto di terra sola. Tu. Se ti parlo la tua voce mi rispondi stranamente con accento straniero. Se ti parlo la tua voce mi risponde stranamente con accento straniero.
Hey! Once an important part of the world of our ancestors. Dragons, serpents, and beasts were thought to be forms of the devil. More than 1,500 years ago, men wrote about the monster in Loch Ness, a lake in the Highlands of Scotland. Few people questioned the stories about this monster, since monsters were thought to exist all over the world. But during the 1700s, the stories of dragons and serpents slowly disappeared as people began to doubt the existence of monsters. Then, in 1933, when Scottish workmen were building a road around Loch Ness, they reported a strange form moving in the lake. And in 1934, a surgeon took this photograph of the Loch Ness monster. Over 3,000 sightings of Nessie, as the Loch Ness monster has been called, have been reported since 1933. Many of these sightings were pranks. But there are numerous reports and several photographs which show Nessie to be more than a mere prank. Nessie is thought to be about 40 feet long. She has been described as having two or three humps on her back, with a neck that stands some 6 feet above the surface of the lake. Nessie is thought to be amphibious, with the ability to live on land as well as in water. Some think she looks like an aquatic, fish-eating dinosaur which lived 70 million years ago. In 1962, a group was formed to photograph and scientifically study the monster. Equipped with cameras with telephoto lenses, the group has taken many pictures of Nessie. Some of their photographs were examined by scientists. The pictures showed a live object 6 feet wide and 92 feet long. It was impressive evidence, but still not final proof since the photos lacked sharpness and detail.
Get ready.
Album. Bonker. Tapes.
The U.S. is terrorist. America. They never stop bombing in Iraq. Tell me what that's really done. 1,500,000 Iraqis died.
Remember Iraq, remember Iran.
Blow up New York, blow up New York.
Fly an aeroplane in the New York streets. Blow up the World Trade Center. Commit suicide like my man from Afghanistan.
Fly me to New York. I've got a razor in my pocket. You think you've flown before? Wait till you lock in my plane. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding my knife deep in the heart of you. I'm round the bend, I'm mental, and I'm flying the plane. Let's fly into buildings. Let's turn to ashes, 'cause I'm dying on a jet plane. I know I won't be back again.
World Trade Center.
And now my skin is melting away.
Here comes another aeroplane.
The WTC.
Burned like a tower in inferno.
We burned for 10 towers.
Let the motherfucker burn.
Buildings knocked down.
Down to the ground.
Buildings collapse, creating casualties.
World Trade Center.
Buried you alive.
Dismembered bodies at ground zero.
To blame.
America.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
Let's talk about war over oil. Let's talk about the oil. Let's talk about the needs for the oil in the U.S. soil.
For countrymen and women living in the first decades of the century, sex was shrouded in secrecy, ignorance, and booze. Many young lovers came from the same family.
We would fondle and cuddle and kiss the family.
If I were kissing and cuddling my mother, and I try to get my hand down on her breast, she'd say, there's no go, boy, no go.
She learned sexual behavior, and I liked it, so we did it. And we did it again later on.
The head horseman put his penis up his throat.
The worst cases often occurred after booze drinking sessions at the pub.
Get this pint of beer. Get this pint of beer. Get...
The name Russia comes from an old language meaning ruddy or fair complexion, for it was the Vikings who settled in that part of the world. Established order among the local warring Slavic tribes, and founded Kiev, the first capital of Russia. These peoples merged to form the beginnings of the Russian people. Christianity was introduced in Russia from Constantinople by the missionary brothers Methodius and Cyril, who is said to have invented the Cyrillic alphabet. Warlike invaders came too, the Mongols or Tatars, known as the Golden Horde because of the splendor of their nomadic tents, and who established a precedent of authoritarian rule. Into our own century. There was Ivan I, who weakened the Golden Horde rule by extending his authority over other Russian princes. Ivan III, the first great ruler who overcame the Mongols. And Ivan IV, or Ivan the Terrible, a cruel and ruthless god.
Oh,
지난 거 안 챙겨라 얘. 아, 좋다. 이거 잘 내려가 버리겠다. 좋다. 멜로디 늘려요. 아, 이렇게 좋아하는 말 전할 수 없네. 나. 신나게 학교에 가보자. 아, 늘려내고 랄랄라. 신나라 하이즈 블러폰널. 신나라 하이즈 블러폰널. 하루도 챙기고 러시아도 챙기고. 챙겨라.
Narcolepsy, a condition that causes him to suddenly fall asleep when he's trying to do other things. Little is known about the cause of narcolepsy, except that it can be inherited. It affects humans and animals alike.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
You're listening to I Like the Scribbles. I'm Gak, filling in for the wonderful Chris Dryden, who is representing the nation state of Nanaimo tonight. The phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. It is just after 1 a.m. It is now Saturday, April the 4th. I have to work in 7 hours, but I will be here with you for another hour or so just to do what Chris normally does, this scribble worth effort. It's a fun show, and I can barely tell you what's going on, but parts of that set included a little bit from Cassette Boy there, and that was off his 2003 album there, and it was Fly Me to New York, taking Frank Sinatra's there and deconstructing a lot of his songs and spinning some new text. Then we had Epak Sa, which I believe is a Singaporean group, and that was a heavy dub mix with some screaming there. We dug up the Russian instructional tape there again. We also brought up one found object I encountered, which is a, what are they called in school again? Film strip. A film strip audio for a Loch Ness Monster tape. It sends all the way little beeps and whatnot. Then we had the Chromatics there with a cover of Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill. In the background for one of the bits there, we had the Japan Cakes, and it is a track that I put the CD away. It was clever. I'm not sure exactly what happened there. We also heard DJ Shadow with the Soul Wax remix of 6 Days, which features a great 52 Girls sample from the B-52s. One of those great songs, and 1979 is now 30 years away. Old. Away. Whatever. Past. It's not that time anymore. In the background here, we have Better Than Evil, and they were a production group made for a soundtrack blaxploitation film called Gordon's War. They did a kick-ass chase theme called Hot Wheels, but what we're listening to right now is Harlem Dreams. What on earth do I have lined up next? Actually, you know what? We're going to play a little bit of some weird disco here. Just sort of smooth into a little bit of a dance thing before we just sort of veer off on some other random angle. Same time to scour YouTube and some other places I have with some vocal samples. I dug up I have a Graham Chapman tour. He used to do a lot of college tours where he'd actually speak about his time with Monty Python's Flying Circus as well, too. He also spoke about his famous friends like Keith Moon and some additional things that way. I also dug up a Frantics album, some stuff from where else? I don't know, some poetry, beatnik stuff. So we'll just sort of coast along with that for a bit. So what we'll do is we'll take one of John Waters' favorite actresses, actors, however you want to describe, the wonderful, the divine, divine. So from 1984, she tried doing a weird late disco dance thing. And this is the extended LP mix of Native Love 1984. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, guiding you through this goofy start to a wild weekend.
Before I begin, there is a favour I would like to ask of all of you, please, and I do mean every single person in the room. No opting out. I'd like everyone to join in with this, please. I would like to ask you all for 30 seconds of abuse. Throw things if you want. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. There you go. There you go. More. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. 15 seconds to go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. That was excellent abuse. And it will certainly save a lot of time later on. Then I seem to have made a habit of mixing with dangerous people of one sort or another. One particular dear old friend springs to mind in this regard, and that is Keith Moon, who was, of course, the drummer for The Who. Now, I first met Keith at a charity soccer match in England. It was, in fact, Monty Python versus the rest of the world. Keith was playing for the rest of the world. Well, I didn't play soccer. I used to play rugby football, and I'd gone along dressed as the Colonel figure from the Python series and just generally made a nuisance of myself. I wandered around barking out orders and generally being obstructive, standing in the goal mouth, that sort of thing, and thinking that the other people were really taking the game rather too seriously, because after all, the spectators that afternoon had come along to see us all make fools of ourselves, really. And I was certainly doing that. But Keith must have gotten similarly bored with the game, because at one point he left the field for a few moments and then drove back on in someone's car and scored several goals before anyone could catch him. This led to a sort of instant rapport between the two of us, and we then went to the bar and drank very, 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 very many drinks together.
Commonly cited species in North America is the dead animal on the road. though its usual habitat is the Trans-Canada, it ranges throughout the entire country, even onto side roads and suburban avenues. While other animals face extinction, the hardy dead animal on the road is ever increasing. The dead animal on the road measures 5 feet by 3 feet by half an inch. For more information on the dead animal and his relatives, the windshield splatter bug, and the bird in the car grill, contact the Ministry of Transportation, Ottawa.
September 17, 1977. I'm Philip K. Dick. This is my speech. The title of it is, If You Find This World Bad, You Should See Some of the Others. May I tell you how much I appreciate your asking me to share some of my ideas with you. A novelist carries with him constantly what most women carry in large purses. Much of it is useless, a few absolutely essential items, and then, for good measure, a great number of things which fall in between. But the novelist does not transport them physically because his trove of possessions is mental. Now and then he adds a new and entirely useless idea. Now and then he reluctantly cleans out the trash, the obviously worthless ideas, and with a few sentimental tears sheds them. Once in a great while, however, he happens by chance onto a thoroughly stunning idea, new to him, which he hopes will turn out to be new to everyone else. It is this final category which dignifies his existence. With such truly priceless ideas, perhaps during his entire lifetime he may at best acquire only a meager few. But that is enough. He has, through them, justified his existence to himself and to his God. An odd aspect of these rare, extraordinarily valuable ideas, which puzzles me, is their mystifying cloak of, shall I say, the obvious. By that I mean once the idea has emerged or appeared or been born, however it is that new ideas pass over into being, the novelist says to himself, but of course, why didn't I realize that years ago? But note the word realize, it is a key word. He has come across something new, which at the same time was there somewhere all the time. In truth, it simply surfaced, it always was. He did not invent it or even find it. In a very real sense, it found him. And this is a little frightening to contemplate, he has not invented it, but on the contrary, it invented him. It is as if the idea created him for its purposes. I think this is why we discover a startling phenomenon of great renown, that quite often in history, a great new idea strikes a number of researchers and thinkers at exactly the same time, all of them oblivious to their compeers. Its time has come, we say about the idea, and so dismissed as if we had explained it, something I consider quite important, our recognition that in a certain literal sense, ideas are alive. What does this mean to say that an idea or a thought is literally alive, and that it seizes on men here and there and makes use of them to actualize itself into the stream of human history? Perhaps the pre-Socratic philosophers were correct. The cosmos is one vast living entity which thinks. It may in fact do nothing but think. In that case, either what we call the universe is merely a form or disguise which it takes, or it somehow is the universe, some variation on this pantheistic view, my favorite being that it cunningly mimics the world of the many, the phenomenal world which we experience daily. And we're...
in a park beyond your mind. sunrise of your heart. I love the way you answer with your laughter, Robin song. Your eyes are as the skylight to the love that shines at dawn.
Well, I next met Keith at a hotel in London called the Londonderry, which in fact was the only hotel in London at the time which would allow him to stay at it. Not a particularly huge hotel, only about 15 stories or so, I suppose, and Keith was staying in a penthouse suite, this particular hotel. Well, I arrived up on the top floor and knocked on the door of the penthouse, and Keith appeared, and there were two or three Swedish girls there. I don't know what they were doing, probably helping him tidy up or something. But Keith immediately apologized that there was no gin in the room. He knew that was my drink. He gave me a lager to be going on with, but then rang down to room service and asked him to send up a bottle of gin. Well, some 10 minutes and four or five lagers later, there was still no sign of this gin arriving in the room, and so Keith rang down to room service and told them that if the gin didn't arrive in his room within the next 5 minutes, then their television set would arrive on the pavement. He was very strict like that. Well, I was sort of halfway through another lager, and Keith had wandered over to the side of the room. Still no sign of the gin. He'd wandered over to the side of the room and climbed out of the window onto what I assumed was a balcony outside. It was quite an odd thing to do, but he was Keith, so I wasn't unduly bothered by this. Just sat finishing my lager. But he'd been gone for quite some time, so I thought I'd wander over and see what he was up to. I looked out of the window, and there was no sign of Keith at all, or any sign of a balcony. There was no mess beneath on the pavement, fortunately. All there was, though, was a ledge some 4 or 5 inches wide, no more, about 4 feet beneath the window. And evidently he must have climbed around the building on this ledge. Certainly something I would not have attempted, but it was Keith, so I wasn't worried. I sat down and opened up another bottle of lager. Well, a few moments later, Keith reappeared at the window holding up a bottle of Beefeater gin. He then came into the room and plonked it down on the table in front of me and said, "There you are, Graham." Well, evidently, he had burgled the next door penthouse for this. And I thought, well, there's a friend.
In the background here, we hear Jagged Jazzist, and if I remember properly, they are from Norway, which would make sense because the song is called Oslo Skyline, but then again, that could be an outright lie. So amongst everything that we heard there, we heard excerpts from Graham Chapman's Looks Like Another Brown Trouser Job, which was part of his lecture series for colleges in, after the Monty Python film series. It was determined that he was asked to do a couple interviews and present something in front of the Chicago Film Society after reviewing, but they had marketed it as an evening with Graham Chapman, and they expected him to talk for 45 minutes, of which he had planned for maybe none of it, but he got addicted to speaking live about all the anecdotes of everything that he did, and that's what he did. Let's see, what else? We heard a little bit of the Boredoms there, and that is Ant 10, and that's off the Super Roots 10 album that came out a few months ago. And of all things, that is the DJ Lindstrom remix, which was compiled included with that. So it's a little bit different than what you normally expect on the Japanese noise slash tribal band there. And we heard bits and stuff there. We heard a little bit of the Free Design, so like a 60s folk act there. And they're singing about Canada in springtime, which sort of matches along with a bit of what we heard with the Frantics, the old 80s... CBC comedy troupe there, back in their Four on the Floor days, or they actually used to have a radio show before the one season show, and that was sort of a spoof on Hairlines Hoo-Hoo, talking about one of Canada's indigenous species out there on the highway, which is a roadkill. You are listening to I Like the Scribbles. I'm Gak. I'm not Chris. That much is true, and I'm with you just for basically tonight. Chris should be back next week with his usual sort of melange, pastiche of, I guess, similar to what I'm playing here, but I'm actually sort of recycling bits of the demo I put along with all the other bits of found objects I found. What do we have next? Actually, let's listen to Jim Leonard, which I know nothing about, and this will be Tico Tico. And this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Is long and narrow. Its depth of 740 feet makes it one of the deepest lakes in Europe. The water is dark and murky. It would be hard to see Nessie, since she is reported to surface rarely. A sonar search of the depths of Loch Ness showed large animals moving as fast as 17 miles per hour and diving as quickly as 450 feet per minute. If there really is such a creature as Nessie, how can we account for her being there? Geologists know that 10,000 years ago, Loch Ness was not a lake, but a bay open to the ocean. At the end of the Ice Age, the bay closed up. It is possible that a prehistoric animal was trapped. A prehistoric animal called a tulamonstrum was a large animal which looked very similar to Nessie. A fish called a coelacanth was thought to be long extinct, but several have recently been caught. Could Nessie also be a prehistoric animal thought to be extinct? Since Loch Ness is dark and deep with plenty of fish, it is possible that a very large animal could live in it.
Here's jiggery pokery and talk straight turkey. Word is out.
Who's not safe?
I'm not too often safe.
Our time is a time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around. When two seemingly disparate elements are imaginatively posed, put in apposition in new and unique ways, startling discoveries often result. Medium of our time, electric circuitry, profoundly involves men with one another. Information pours information instantaneously and continuously. As soon as information is acquired, it is very rapidly replaced by still newer information. Our electrically configured world has forced us to move from the habit of date classification to the mode of pattern recognition, block by block. We can no longer build serially, block by block, step by step, because instant communication ensures that all factors of the environment and of experience coexist in a state of active interrelation.
There ain't no grammatical errors in a non-literate society.
All media work us over completely. They are so pervasive in their
personal,
political,
economic,
aesthetic,
psychological,
moral,
ethical,
and social consequences that they leave no part of us untouched, unaffected, unaltered. The medium is the massage.
The medium is the massage.
Any understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as environments.
Everything we do is music.
This announcement from the producers of this record contains important information for radio program directors and is not for broadcast. The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success. As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition. But now, there's a better way. The cut that follows is the product of newly developed compositional techniques based on state-of-the-art marketing analysis technology. This cut has been analytically designed to break on radio, and it will, sooner or later. For the station that breaks it first, the benefits are obvious. You lead the pack. Yes, no matter what share of this crazy market you do business in, no other release is going to satisfy your corporation's current idea of good radio like this one. On this cut, we're working together on the same wavelength in scientific harmony. But remember, this cut is constructed for multi-market breaking now. Don't waste valuable research with needless delay. We've done the hard work of ensuring your success. The final step is up to you. Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Don't you like a build up to nowhere? And that's, you know, what we just had there. A little bit of Negative Land there from their Escape from Noise album. And that was just the announcement. In the background here, we have a little bit of Clark and Broadcast together as part of Hair Bar. We heard a little bit of Radio Battle there in the background, a little bit of Silent Talk with the track Ghost Moon. Most of the talking there for a while was consisted of Marshall McLuhan with the Medium is the Message. A wonderful sort of archive tape that goes back to like 69. It goes back a while, before I was born. And what else did we have? I think we had a little bit of Sesame Street in there too. But at this point, I'm confused. There was a Dashwind splashing around. We heard Aaron give the wonderful shout out there. So this is I Like the Scribbles. I could probably keep doing this for about 20 minutes more. And at that point, we'll leave it to the overnight programming to sort of guide you through into the morning when around 8 or 8:30 a.m., the wonderful Mr. Edge will be with Saturday Edge on Folk. And it looks like it's 8 a.m. And coming up next week is that there's going to be a new show starting at 2 a.m. And that'll be The Vampire's Ball, hosted by your wonderful host, Pyro. If Chris was going to be in town tonight, he would have actually had her on air just to do a brief little interview and see what's going on. So right now, what shall we? We'll cue up a little thing here just to sort of seg easily into the next couple of tracks that will go on for a bit, and they'll sort of apply the appropriate vocals and other noises over top. So what do we have here? Oh, I like this. Let's see if this is a cooperative. Bruce Lee there. This comes off a website called SCOP, which has been sort of operational for a bit there. And it features just basically a soundboard that full of all these great little Bruce Lee clips, either like the audio in the background, and then just the little fight noises, sounds. We'll listen to next is Death Sentence Panda, and this is a hidden track off one of their albums. This goes on for a bit. You're listening to I Like the Scribbles. This is Vancouver's CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. We're online, CITR.ca. I'm not sure if I Like the Scribbles podcast will have it, but we'll try to throw it online. You can find that on CITR.ca.
Thank you. thank you. Excuse me, Jim?
Yeah?
My car's been making some funny noises.
Where is it?
Well, it's at home. I didn't want to drive it. I was afraid to.
What kind of noises?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. When I start it, it goes...
That sounds like the spark plugs to me.
Oh.
What happens when you rev it?
Sort of goes a...
And when you shut it off...
is an exciting sport in which the hunter must use all his skills. This is why Elon has retained the services of expert hunters to teach you the art of calling your own game. The moose call cannot be imitated perfectly by any instrument. The horn is used solely to intensify your voice. A horn may be made with the bark of white birch. If no bark is available, a piece of thin cardboard or tar paper can be used. To call, hold your horn between the palms of your hands and squeeze your nostrils with your thumbs. The call taught here is that of a cow moose looking for a bull moose. In imitating this cry, you will be able to draw a bull moose close to you. Take a deep breath and repeat the call given by the expert hunter. A moment's silence is left for this purpose. The sound is not made in the horn, but must come from deep within you. Start with the sound. Do not prolong the last syllable because the call is not mooing. Give it a lot of life, as you are not imitating a simple sound. You are speaking the language of a living animal. The bull moose may come to you without answering the call. If he answers and is far away, he will do it in this manner. When he approaches the place on where the call is made, it will be... The bull moose, in search of the cow moose, cries this way. Be ready to recognize it. At times, the bull will strike his antlers against a tree. You will hear this. The young also has its own language when looking for its mother. The mother answers him thus. If you are near a lake or river, remove all mistrust in the moose coming towards you by simulating the walk of the female in the water. Lounge a paddle or stick about 8 inches in the water and move it briskly to and fro. Imitate also the female urinating. Close the small end of the horn with your hand and fill it with water. From a height of about 3 feet, empty the horn into the lake or river at a varying rate. All these sounds, well performed and in proper sequence, give a perfect imitation of a cow moose moving in the water. Your knowledge. Make a faint call of the cow moose and wait a few minutes. If nothing indicates the presence of a moose nearby, repeat the call louder this time. You will note that this is the method demonstrated on side B of this record. Wait 4 or 5 hours before making another series of calls.
Well, that was a little weird mix there. So as Hall and Oates lead us out towards 2 o'clock here, we'll start second to Isaac Hayes. We heard a little bit of a French-Canadian Moose Calling instruction record there. There's a little bit of Quincy Jones in the background there off one of his 1974 albums that no longer visible to me. I think it's called In Space. And we heard a little bit of his reworking of the Hair soundtrack. Then we heard at least five different bands take on Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love. We heard a little bit of, I don't know, we heard a little bit of Dunyan there for the Swedish psychedelic act, and that was Leonette and Kulan. And, let's see, I think there's some more Frantics in there. Yeah, I took a lot of balls up at that point. What I'll try to do is I'll try to compile a list of whatever I did here. And I'll sort of, when I get access to my internet site again, which is normally gak.ca, I'll post a list. At the same time, too, I'll update my podcast with this. So I'll put a tentative version right now, so if you want to download it and try to dissect it yourself. But what I'll do is I'll spend some time tomorrow, if I have some free time tomorrow at work. And at the very least, no, I'm actually out tonight, or that night. Yeah, Saturday night, Fanshawe is going to be opening up for Hot Panda. Hot Panda will be playing at the Media Club. It is a CITR 101.9 FM presented event. You should go there. I believe it's an early show because Media Club will be having their wonderful dance thing at the end. Or what do they normally have? I'm not sure. But aside from that, I know that a couple other good shows coming up with Biltmore on Thursday. There is Code 9, the British dubstep organization there. And then I think I alluded to back, way back, sort of the start of I Love the Scribbles, and towards the end of Shake a Tail Feather, that the Budos Band will be in town, and we'll be at Richards on Richards. Anyways, I have filled in for Chris Dryden, now stationed, at least he's spending the weekend in Nanaimo right now. I'm sure he's having a fine time, and I'm sure he'll sort of pick up the podcast of this later. He's like, yeah, that's not what I was expecting. But it's been an honor to play for you here. Being here for now for about 3.5 hours. So, as Hall & Oates fades away here, I'm going to play one last track. It'll be Isaac Hayes. The Black Moses album from 1971 has been re-released, and we'll listen to his take of I'll Never Fall in Love Again, the Bacharach Hal David song. Stay tuned as I sort of queue up some funky 16 Corners podcasts, and they'll last you till 8 or 8:30 when Steve Edge will be here with the folk show. My name's Gak. You can find me regularly Monday evening, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on Radio Free Gak, part of the CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver experience. All your regular hosts will be back here Friday evening, at least as far as I can tell. So we will end up with this. And enjoy yourself. Weekend looks to be a fine time to be outside, but if you're a night owl at this point, you'll hear rumors that it was a nice time. But enjoy yourself.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get a pen to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. Don't
tell me what it's all about. 'Cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you, that is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You get a lot of pain and sorrow. But for me, until tomorrow, I never fall in love again. Don't you know that I never fall in love again? Ain't gonna fall. How fine she is, I'll never fall in love again. I don't care how sweet she is, oh, I'll never fall in love again. Oh, no, keeping my heart to myself now.
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
CITR, Mint Records, and Shay New present Hot Panda this Saturday, April 4th at the Media Club. Come celebrate the release of Hot Panda's Mint Records debut album, Volcano Bloody Volcano, and also check out Victoria's Vincat and Fanshawe, winners of Shindig 2007. This is an early show, so come early. Doors open at 7 p.m.
Now we're shaking hands. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Maybe a song from a film or a tune from TV? Radio Free Gak brings you sounds of the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and the forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Radio Free Gak, Monday evening, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That's me.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in the fire. So
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
Thus concludes our regular broadcasting programming day. Stay tuned for some Funky 16 podcasts. And then at 8 or 8:30 Saturday morning, Steve Edge will be here with you to guide you through Saturday and the start of the actual weekend. So take care of yourselves and good night.
Radio podcast number 63.
Funky 16 Corners 2008 year in review.